saw them, that little pony team. They got them a buggy and they just fixed up. They'd be at Bailey, you could count on them. If it wasn't bad weather, they'd be at Bailey every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Where'd they live?
Yeah, they lived up there about 2 miles north.
Did they come up here in Homestead?
No, they never come here till about 1901. They used to live down 7 miles east of Comanche, a little place called Woolsey. And they left there and decided they'd go to Arkansas. And they went to Rogers, Arkansas, stayed a little while. About all I know about that, stayed a year or two and decided they didn't like it. So they come out of there. What was funny, Grandpa told about going over to town one day and to buy a load of corn. He found a load of good corn. That big old ears, buddy, but your corn horse fine. Said he told that man, said, I'd like to rent a little place or grow corn. He said, this place is out of grow this corn on for rent. And yeah, I said, yeah. At least I had to go and look at it. Said I got over there and it rained several times after he quit plowing it, you know. And said it wasn't nothing but on top of just has washed all that dirt down through them rocks, just nothing but a solid bedrock. The corn stalks of that, sure, it made the corn, but you know, I wouldn't have had that land for it. They couldn't have given it to him, they wanted to deed it to him.
How did it make the corn?
And that soil was down in there, but the rock wasn't as bad, you see, it rained so much. All that dirt had washed down through that bedrock. In other words, it sunk down, the rock had just stayed there.
There, I don't take care of that.
You needn't bother about that, I can do that.
Oh, that's funny, the way some of those sharpers will work. Strange that he went over to Arkansas, about that time the people over there were trying to get over here.
There'd be some in Arkansas wanting here and some here wanting in Arkansas. Same thing about California.
Yeah.